SBS South Asian utte SBS Punjabi.
SBS South Asian teams are broadcasting live from far north Queensland, right here at the heart of Cairns. And today we are talking to former basketball player, member of House of Representatives and representative of people of Leichhardt. We are talking to Matthew Smith. Mr. Smith, thank you so much for taking our time for us. Thank you for joining us here at SBS. As we speak, SBS audio teams are broadcasting live in the far north Queensland. We are broadcasting in 9 South Asian languages. Since you represent the people of Leichhardt and there's presence of great South Asian community there, I would love to know from you about the history of South Asian settlers in the region and the impact they have on the local community.
Well, there's been a migration to the far north from South Asia for generations. You know, it's not a new thing, and each new cohort has brought something new and different and vibrant to the community, and for the most part have been really welcome. I mean, we've also now got our Nepali-speaking Bhutanese refugees who are just fantastic additions. They're doing great work. The Indian community has come over in force, and it is the work that they do as a cohort, as a diaspora, you know, in building community around themselves and integrating into everything, you know, running sports clubs, parents, PNCs. When Jasper hit, it was the Indian community that stepped up and was providing SES workers with food. They brought so much to the community, and we're so happy to have them.
Considering the current geopolitical situation, where there are rallies against mass migration, there are rallies against immigrants, with such a diverse community present there, how do you ensure that there's social cohesion?
Well, things like, you know, your Diwali festival is coming up. We had the Cairns Indian Festival a few weeks ago, which I was honoured to attend. And I spoke to the Indian Consul General there, and she said something like 80% of people who come to Cairns generally stay in Cairns. So I think we've done a pretty good job around that social cohesion. But it's things like celebrating culture, celebrating sport, art, that brings that understanding and that social cohesion. Something like 10,000 people came through for the Indian Celebration Day, which is, you know, like 2% of all of Cairns. Like, it's a really important day. And it's things like that that help people understand some of the cultural differences, learn to accept them, and make them feel really good. We are incredibly proud of our multiculturalism in the far north, not just the South Asian diaspora, but, you know, Southeast Asian. We've got an increasing African community as well. And it's been a really important part of the far northern story.
Interesting that you talk about Diwali, because we are speaking right ahead of Diwali. The festival is just a couple of days away. The Festival of Light is celebrated by different names across South Asian community. We call it Diwali, we call it Deepavali, we call it Bandi Chhod Divas, we call it Tihar. So have you ever got a chance to celebrate this festival, and if there's any memory about it that you would like to share?
Yeah, last year I had the privilege of spending it with the Nepali-speaking Bhutanese community, and it was a fantastic day. You know, we got to eat afterwards, and just having everyone together to celebrate, spend time with those generations that have come through, and, you know, particularly from a refugee community, the work that they've done to solidify their traditions in the town has been magnificent. And from right across the community, there were people from African descent there. There were people of Southeast Asian descent there. Aboriginal people were there. Everybody was welcome. Everyone was feeling really good about it. They had the winner of Nepali Idol, or The Voice of Nepali, was there to perform. Like, it was a really great day. And it had been sort of my first experience celebrating Diwali, but it's something I'm really looking forward to this year. I've been invited to multiple events. I'm going to try to get to a few.
I hope you have a great time there. Is there any particular cuisine that you tried? Is there any resemblance that Diwali brings to you in mind of any other festival that we celebrate here?
I guess it kind of had sort of Christmas overtones. I'm quite secular. I don't do religion in a particularly big way. But just the bringing of the family together and the celebration of each other, the changing of the season reminded me a lot of Christmas, as you've reached the, what's the word I'm looking for, the solstice. So, yeah, I thought it was a very beautiful place. And the joy, just really the joy of bringing everyone together was an important part of it.
Since you interact with people from the community so much, have you ever gotten a chance to know any of South Asian languages, if any words that you have picked up?
No, there's been some attempts to try to get that done with me, and I don't have a particularly good ear for languages, unfortunately. But I've spent a lot of time, particularly with the Hindu community, and I attend services there regularly, which are obviously done in Hindi. So eventually, I'm sure I'm going to pick something up.
I'm sure about that too.
Since Diwali is just around the corner, anything, any message you would like to give to South Asian people celebrating Diwali here in Australia, especially in and around Cairns?
Look, happy Diwali. We're thrilled to have you. I look forward to getting back home very, very soon to celebrate with everybody. And thank you for everything that you bring to the far north.
It was lovely speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
That's quite all right. Thanks, Anna. Cheers.
SBS audio app ਜਾਂ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ ਤੇ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਵੇਲੇ ਸੁਣੋ। ਇਹ ਹੈ SBS South Asian ਉੱਤੇ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ।